You're listening to the Regen Radio Podcast with DJ Morgana for November 28th, 2005. And we're going to feature an interview with Urseus Exit on today's podcast. But first, this is the Flashbulb from Reunion off of Sublight Records. The track is United Tapes. And then I'm going to play some Architect off of the new CD, The Analysis of Noise Trading. The playlist is at regenmag.com/podcast.html.
We'll be right back. Let's just be clear. There is no conspiracy.
Thank you.
Last track was Interface with Insomniac off of their latest CD Beyond Humanity. And now I'm going to play Irceus Exit, our feature for today. The interview is coming up. This song really reminds me of The Becoming by Nine Inch Nails, I guess in the song structure. It's called Deprivation off of the new CD Contra on Artifact Records.
We'll be right back.
The new album Contra from Urseus Exit is a debut release on Artifact Records. The single Metro is also out. They're both available from stormingthebass.com. They're also across HMV in Canada and on some Amazon sites. Last month, I was in Vancouver and I had the chance to sit and have a coffee with Richard of Urseus Exit. And the quality of the recording is not that great. Nevertheless, it's all I had with me, my little MP3 recorder thingy. So, I hope you'll enjoy this interview.
Okay, I'm here in Vancouver at Blend's Coffee on Denman. I used to live in Vancouver, so it's great being back, and I have the privilege of talking to Richard Duggan of Urseus Exit. His new release and his debut release on Artifact Records, Contra, was out on November 22nd, and his single Metro is a recent release that you've heard on past shows. So I just wanted to say hello, Richard, and thanks for doing the interview.
Hello, thanks for having me.
What I would like to start off with is just telling us a bit about yourself and how did Urseus Exit get started?
Urseus Exit actually has, as a project, I've had for about 15 years. In high school, I started it with a couple other friends, and we actually worked together for a couple years and actually traveled around BC and performed a lot and wrote a lot, and we just ended up going different directions musically. So it was actually a friend of my family's that said, well, why don't you just keep writing on your own? And it never really occurred to me. I mean, this is back when solo artists in electronic music still wasn't a big thing, so it just hadn't occurred to me. And so I just continued writing on my own, and essentially every year almost since then put out an independent release of my own for Sunkist Dead, and then on CD and so on and so forth. So I'd actually released some 12 releases by the time Artifact called me about a year ago, and that's how it was up with them. So I've been doing it on my own for all this time. I guess it'll seem new to everybody else, but
right.
Kind of, yeah, it's old for me. Generations go screaming
are a lot of the songs on the debut release on Artifact, are they older songs that have been revamped, or is it a collection of songs that have been written years ago versus songs that are newer?
The majority of the songs I rewrote completely, so
oh, wow.
They still have kind of the same structure and idea, but they were re-recorded, vocals were re-recorded. It was a sense of taking all these songs that were not written together and try to make them work cohesively as an album, which it was very difficult. And one brand new track was added to the album as well. So the entire album, even for me, sounds really fresh.
One thing that stood out to me when I heard the single was your writing style and your lyrics and kind of the free flow quality. And I wondered if you could talk about how you developed your writing style.
Well, I've actually always written, and not intentionally, just kind of worked out this way, but I definitely do have a specific style of writing. I try to write from the first person, so from, say, my perspective. But if you want to convince people of your story and what you're saying, it's very difficult to say you have an experience or something that moved you emotionally. If you talk about the specific events of that, the majority of people aren't going to be able to relate to it at all, because who knows if that specific thing happened to them. But if you talk about the emotions brought about by that event, most people can relate to those and kind of take those feelings and assign them to their own experience. And that's just the way I've always tried to write, so people can actually relate to it in some way. That's the type of music I've always liked. So like, I think I just naturally gravitated towards that style of writing. We'll be right back.
from the start?
Well, every album that I've done, or maybe I should say every couple, I try to actually go about writing a completely different way, just for the sake of trying it a different way. Perseus Exit, well, actually, if I explain the whole coming up with Perseus Exit, it might explain a lot. The Perseus Exit is the name of a poem by Austin Dobson, and I've read the poem 100 million times, and I have no idea where they come up with this name. It does not make sense at all. It's a stupid little funny sonnet. I shouldn't say stupid, but the meaning of Perseus Exit from the Latin root means more or less to escape from drunkenness, which I kind of liked right away. I mean, I chose the name, honestly. I saw it in the book I was reading, this poem, and I just loved the name, and that's how it came about. But shortly after that, discovering what it kind of meant, I very much liked the idea of finding clarity in all the chaos of things in my own life and experiences. So I grew up listening to bands like Pink Floyd and Roger Waters, and bands that everything was conceptual. There was a whole idea, not to the song, but to the entire album. So I always wrote as an album. So the style over the years, I mean, the first few albums I put out were all very, very Pink Floyd. They were very mellow, very ambient, very surreal, like, vocals. It wasn't until I started performing back in 97 that I realized I just couldn't go to a club and perform music like this. There's no way. And that's when I took the songs I had at that point and decided to rewrite everything with a more upbeat kind of club style. And it kind of took off from there. That's kind of where the whole style came around. And I already know what our next album is going to sound like, kind of, and it's very different from this one. So I hope things continue that way.
To Good Morning Beautiful, which is the opening track on Contra. It's quite a diverse album. I absolutely recommend picking it up. It also has a special treat for those who buy the single or the CD. If you use the website address and punch in a secret code, you can have access to secret remixes. So they're only available if you buy the actual CD yourself. So check that out. The next song I'm going to play for the remainder of the interview is Remind, also off of Contra.
I really appreciate artists that can take a style that isn't really accepted by the mass public and somehow twist it in a popular form to make all of these people like it that wouldn't normally listen to this type of music. So people who, for instance, wouldn't normally like Skinny Puppy or Frontline Assembly, Nine Inch Nails comes out, and all of a sudden they're exposed to this entire genre of music that they weren't exposed to before. So bands like that, Massive Attack, Portishead, like those are the bands, Radiohead, those are the bands I listen to more than other electronic bands.
Right. Now, what kind of plans do you have for the upcoming year? Are you looking forward to the possibility of touring across Canada, and do you have plans to go abroad at all? Or
we're planning for our first show in Vancouver here in mid-January.
And what can we expect from the live show? You had mentioned earlier video projections.
We've been using visuals right from the beginning, and because budget was always an issue, I just ran around to garage sales and flea markets and bought as many used televisions as I could.
Oh,
and
wow.
We'll take like 15 plus televisions on tour with us, and we custom built a large video switching system, all VCRs, and we went on the road. Joel would bring like 200 videotapes and a stack of these, like, four VCRs. He'd bring a dozen or more televisions. It was such a huge, huge amount of gear to lug around. And we had talked, coming back from our last tour in 2003, about how nice it would be just to throw all this stuff out and just get like LCD panels or something like that, which was so expensive. And over the last 2 years, that's what I've done. So all of the TVs are gone.
Oh, wow.
We changed the entire show over to computers. So I went out and bought two iMacs, and which are mounted to these really cool metal stands. And Joel actually performs all of the visuals, triggers them all from a keyboard, so they're all completely in sync. And whereas before he'd have to hit play on a VCR and it takes 2 or 3 seconds to start, and we couldn't really sync the visuals very well with the music, and now it's, everything will work so much better together. And I went out and bought just tons of LCD panels that we set up around the stage, and we now have actually a projector or two that we'll be bringing. So it's nice. Before, where we needed a humongous trailer to take everything, we can potentially fit the entire show in the back of a hatchback now, even though it'll have the same effect. But just with the way we've designed everything, it was easier to set up and take down, and touring was the big reason for this.
These lips are not as advertised, or peaceful appetites. They follow and stare with a graceful glare, confined and curiously combined, with lovers loosely bind, complete and repeat to my own conceits.
That I noticed a lot of interviews contain is the question about downloading. And instead of talking about that, I wanted you to tell us about the feature that you've included on the Metro single, which I noticed online earlier today, which I think is fantastic. So why don't you tell us about how you are giving people incentives to actually purchase the CD?
So what we did is decided to put for Metro, for the single, as well as for Contra, if you purchase the album, you can go to a special exclusive download page on their website. I think there's 8 or 9 tracks for the Metro single, and for Contra there'll be about 14 or 15 downloadable tracks. I'm having a really hard time deciding on this downloading thing. I pay for everything. If I ever download something, it's to see whether I want to buy it or not. But at the same time, I really appreciate and understand, and the opening up of downloading music for free in the world has actually increased sales in certain areas of the market. So I don't know, I'm kind of morally stuck. I don't really like it, but I do like it at the same time. But at the same time, I just think this is the way the world is going, and we can't change it, so we might as well just find a way to deal with it. I'm really excited to see where this whole industry is going to go in the next few years, and really excited to be a part of it.
And many thanks to Urseus Exit and Artifact Records for that interview. Do check out UrseusExit.com. Now here's some more new Android Lust.
We'll be right back. tried my hand in many things, fade away now, what remains a bit of
Radio. All I want to Regen Radio.
Brought to you by Regen Morgana and Regen Magazine. RegenMag.com.